Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Tonight is December 27th, and I am excited to welcome back Charlene Stringfield, doing angel guardian angel readings. You guys have really been requesting her. Her shows have been very popular, and she's been gracious enough to join us again. Before I bring Charlene on, I just want to remind you of a couple of upcoming shows. On the 29th, which is this coming Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, we have our regularly scheduled show, which is the Christ Letters with Dwight Smith. And he is going to talk to us about a series of letters that were channeled by a woman and how they have impacted his life. So I just talked with Dwight about that the other day to firm up his show, and he's really excited about doing that. On January 12th, we're going to have Bob Macko talking about the healing power of music. And Bob is a very talented and gifted musician, as well as an artist and a phenomenal photographer. You can check him out at bobmacko.com. And on the 26th of January, we're going to have Stephen Horn talking about his new book, which will be just released around that time, Heal Your Life, Heal Your World. And Stephen is a very, very gifted herbalist, very, very wise, and has a lot of information to share. So I hope you all are enjoying whatever holiday it is that you're celebrating. And if you're not celebrating any holidays, I hope that you are just completely enjoying your day. So with that being said, I'd like to welcome back to the show again, Charlene Stringfield. How are you doing, Charlene?
I'm doing good, Lynn. Thank you so much for inviting me back. I just love doing these shows, so thank you so much. I wanted to say that tonight, you know, thank you for all the callers that have been calling in and requesting for me to come back. Tonight I will be using the same format as I have used in the past. I will be anybody who even connects in tonight, whether it just be the internet or either they call in and get information from me, everyone will be receiving a healing tonight from the angels, and I will actually be integrating some teachings from the guardian angels as people call in and give them information. I do want people to know that all the information that will be given here tonight is for their positive and for their highest good. Now, information that your guardian angel has, I'm not attached to it in any way because that is your guardian angel, and they know exactly what's going on with you. So that's basically what I'll be doing is I'll connect into their guardian to the person's guardian angel and then give them a direct message for them, and then we'll be moving on to the next person.
Great. Wonderful. And I'll just apologize up front because we have limited lines. After your reading, I'm going to boot you off unless we have free lines. So I'm just going to go ahead and apologize for that. I know some people like to call in and listen, but other people are really trying to get through. And my phones start going crazy when after a while they can't get through. So, Charlene, do you want to just run over real quick? They're going to call. They can chat in as well, and you just need their name and a location or just their name?
Basically just their name. So we can actually just start with you and see how, so that people can see with that how we do it. Basically, I'll ask, is that okay to start with you, Lynn?
Yes, please do.
Okay, well, I'll just ask you, what is your full name? Or you don't even have to tell me your full name, just your name.
Lynn.
Okay. Lynn, your guardian angel tonight is telling you that there's some things coming up in your life that she wants you to be very careful about. And these are things about very big decisions about your life. And she said it's very important for you to listen to your intuition and your guidance before you actually make a major decision, to not make a spur-of-the-moment decision. And you'll know this is coming up very soon, so you'll know what she's talking about very soon.
Okay.
All right. So we can go ahead and start taking the first caller.
Great. Thank you very much. I'm going to open up, and I'm just going to call out the last four digits of your number, so hopefully you know your phone number. The first caller is going to be 3391. Let's see if I can get this line to open up. Okay. Caller, you're not open. There we go. 3391. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay. What's your name?
Melinda.
Did you say Melinda?
Yes, Melinda.
Okay. Melinda, your message is that right now there's something going on with you in your life that's kind of, it's kind of up in the air, I want to say. Gosh, I don't want to say it's a negative thing, but it's just something that's going on with you that your guardian angel is aware of. And by the way, when I'm giving out these messages, they never disclose any personal information or anything that would hurt or harm you. It's always positive. So if they seem to be skirting around it, usually it's because you know what they're talking about. But mm-hmm. she says there's something going on with you, and there's something going on with a male relationship with you, and she wants you to know that it's going to be okay, just to keep your thoughts very positive and God-centered about this, because it's going to be okay. It's going to work out. All right, that's all I got for you, Melinda.
Wow.
Okay. Thanks for calling, and remember, if you find that you have questions later on, you're welcome to continue to call back in or chat in. So thanks very much for calling. Last four numbers are 1111. Not sure what that is, and I'll just say that I'm having some trouble opening up the line, so just bear with me. Okay, caller, last four numbers 1111, and matter of fact, all of your numbers are 1111. You called in early before the show would have even started.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, could you give me your first name?
Desiree.
Desiree.
Okay. All right. Your guardian angel is telling me that your job situation at this time is about to change, but she said it's changing for the positive, to be patient, because actually what you're seeking is coming your way.
Thank God.
Say that again?
I said thank God.
And listen, one of the things I want to do at the beginning, because I did talk about integrating in with the guardian angels, healings and stuff, they had asked me right here at the beginning for three times during the show to call them out to give you healings, because I want people to know that there's several things that the guardian angels can do. And one of the things that they do is they really want you to contact them, but one of the things is give you healings, especially if you're in a lot of fear or worry. You could say out loud to them, guardian angel, would you please give me a healing? So right now, everybody that's listening, I'm going to call their guardian angels out and ask them to give your person a healing. And the way that I always see them work is they literally come from behind you and just embrace you with their wings. And it actually, you know, some people are more sensitive to energy than others, but usually you can feel it. And I'm actually putting it out there for them to really amp it up so that the people can feel these healings. Also, I have it set up tonight that anybody that calls in will get a healing. And the healing that you will be getting will be a healing where your spiritual anatomy will be clear, balanced, and harmonized. And that is your auric field and your chakras, anything that needs that you're ready to release tonight. There's going to be 222 layers removed off of you. And I do have the intention that everybody's vibration and their consciousness will shift to a higher level. So anyway, good luck on your job situation. And like I said, even though she's going to be cutting people off on the lines, you know, please stay on and listen, because there'll be healing sent out through the whole entire show.
Thank you very much. I got shivers when you said that, by the way, the healing thing.
Oh, great. All right. Well, thank
you.
Great. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Next caller is 1072. And let me see if I can. 1072. Are you with us?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your name?
Karen.
Karen?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, your message is, I see your guardian angel. A lot of times I usually only see pictures when I'm in person with somebody, but she's actually showing me a picture, and she's showing me a bright, sunshiny day. And she's telling me that this is coming to you, these sunshiny days. And this, she's not talking about the weather. She's talking about, you know, life changes. And she's also telling me to tell you that it's very important to change your way of thinking, because she's saying that you're pulling things to you that you really don't want and you don't need. Actually, I'm asking her. She's putting her wings around me now, around you now, because as you just heard me say, if you were listening to the show, that they can dissipate worry and fear. And there's something within you that's causing that. And she's just telling you to please, please pray about that, to please move beyond this worry and fear that you're going through, because there's brighter days coming. Your path looks really good. Stay positive, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm done.
Hang on, I think I'm sorry, I cut you off. Let me see if I, let me let you finish what you were saying. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Pardon?
Just as you started to say something, I was hitting the button to mute you. So were you saying something that Charlie needed to hear?
I just said thank you.
Oh, okay. Great.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
You.
Okay, the next four digits are 9663.
Hello?
Yes, are you with us?
Yes, hi. My name is Crystal.
Crystal.
Crystal, okay.
Yes.
Crystal, your message is, hang on, she's got a lot to say to you here. So let me ask her to just be clear and concise. All right. First of all, she wants to tell you that your relationship space, whatever's going on with you right now, and this could be, you know, it's friendships, but I'm actually seeing this looks like a romantic relationship. She's saying that part of your life is about to shift, and she's telling me to let you know that you've been asking for this, so be prepared that, you know, what you ask for, it's coming your way. And she just wants you to know that you're being watched over and that things that you are actually putting out there, that you have a gift with manifestation. And what you're putting out there that you're seeking is coming to you. So there's some things that you had been putting out there that you were seeking, and it looks like in your relationship space that's coming to you. Do you have any direct questions about that?
Yes, I do. If you don't mind, do you know who is my guardian angel?
Well, the guardian angels, you know, a lot of people sometimes think that it's a grandmother that's passed or a mother, and that's not necessarily true. Now, they do, when people have passed, they watch over us from the other side. So you could sort of call them a guardian angel, but actually your guardian angels are 100% angelics that work directly for the divine, and they work directly for you to help you have the things. They're here to help you. They're here to help you give you healings, to remember things. I mean, they can do so many things and to protect you. But there is no name on them. Actually, when you want their name, you can ask them aloud and see what you hear or through meditation. One of the things I like to tell people is to get in, if you're interested in getting in contact with your guardian angel and getting more information, is to basically say out loud, guardian angel of the highest light, I give you complete access to my thoughts so that you will help me more. And if you say that aloud, they will start helping you more. And But are you looking, were you thinking that it was someone, a past, a grandmother or something?
Yeah, she passed away in January, so I was just wondering.
Well, I will tell you, like I said, they are around. You know, I got a grandmother. Was it your grandmother?
Yeah.
That there is a grandmother figure around you. And but like I said, that's not particularly your guardian angel that you came in
with. Right. Okay. A direct question with the relationship. I just want to know, is he the one?
You're asking me if the man that you're with, if he's the one, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this. If you're with somebody, he's the one for right now. If you're in something, it's God's will. Now,
okay.
I know about relationships that they're all about learning lessons, and a lot of times if you're asking the question, the answer is within the question. Only you know that. You know, a lot of times our fears and insecurities get in the way, so we're asking, is he the one? For right now, I will say Yes, he is.
Okay.
But I can't give you any more information about the future because you've got to enjoy the journey. And
right.
The only thing I can tell you that your guardian angel is, when I do readings, I do look at a lot of different things in relationships for people. I'm basically the facilitator, and the readings I give personally are like healings. They clear your space, and so you can have personal power, peace, and clarity. But when I talk to the guardian angels, they tell me with like what's going on with you right now. So
okay.
Sometimes they give me really futuristic information, but it's usually not way, way out there, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
Thanks for calling in. Okay. Our next caller actually is not a caller, Charlene. It's someone that's in the chat room. Her name
okay.
is Celeste, and she actually has a specific question. She wanted to know what intuitive gifts are emerging in 2010.
Say that again. I didn't hear you good, Lynn. What?
Okay. Her name is Celeste.
Okay.
And she wants to know what intuitive gifts are emerging in 2010.
Are they intuitive gifts for her?
Okay. So, Celeste, if you can hear us, are they intuitive gifts for you, or are you talking about in general? You know what? I haven't gotten anything back from her.
Well, I will tell. I'm getting something back for her. You know, to me, intuitive gifts, they come as you ask for them, and you need them. They get activated as you need them. However, I believe in asking for gift enhancements. So if she's looking for one, if she needs a gift enhancement, the message I'm getting for her is to ask. I'm wanting a gift enhancement. Like, for instance, before I started doing this radio show, I was basically doing group readings and healings in person. I had never done them on the radio show, but I knew that I could. So I just asked for that gift to be really amped up, which was really my clairaudient abilities, because I was using my visual skills before and clairaudient, but now I'm just using clairaudient. So you can ask at any time for your gifts to be enhanced. I've never felt like it was a selfish thing. God loves to enhance your gifts. So I don't have any specific gifts that I'm getting. I mean, you know, if she's asking what's in store for her in 2010, that's kind of a loaded question. She could say, I can tell her that if she wants her gifts to be expanded, to ask that in prayer, and that will happen. I believe whatever gifts that she needs for her path, that will expand for her.
Okay, great. Thank you, Charlene. Okay, so the next four numbers are 3448.
Hello?
Hello, 3448, yep.
Yeah, this is Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
All right. Liz, do you have a specific question? I've got your guardian angel. She just kind of stepped up, and she just wanted me to ask you if you had something specific. And normally they don't ask, they don't work like this, but certain circumstances with certain people, they do. So do you have any?
No, I don't have a specific question.
You don't have a specific? Okay. Well, let me tell her. Well, one of the things she wants me to tell you is, you've probably heard me say, you know, I've talked a little about the personal readings I do, and I do phone readings, is they're healings to clear your space, clear you energetically. And she's telling me that there's a lot of stuff, a lot of other people's energies that you've taken on, and that's like blocking you from having your own personal power, peace, and clarity. They look like friends, relationships. Are you a school teacher by chance?
No.
Okay. The reason I say that is because a lot of times I see a lot of school teachers that have a lot of their kids' energies in their space. But I'm just seeing a lot of people's energies in your space. And she's telling me that it would help you to get a clearing and to get a healing to get that out, because she says that's one of the things that you're really seeking and you're needing, is that clarity on your life and where it's going.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm writing down the numbers as they're coming in, and some people have either gotten bumped off or booted off. So we've got another person in the chat room. Her name is Helen.
Okay. Helen, one of the things I see with you, I'm actually seeing it. And, you know, you just heard me tell you I was using clairaudient, but I actually do see some stuff around you. And I'm seeing a lot of angelics around you. And I don't know if you work with the angels or if you've been asking for some help or anything, but that was one of the things your guardian angels wanted me to tell you, is there is a lot of help that's around you right now and a lot of angelic energy. And that energy is helping you to lift your vibration, to bring you to higher levels of joy, because that's actually what you're needing in your life. So as you heard me say, I'm going to go ahead and probably do it several times during this show, I'd like to call out everybody's guardian angels again and ask them to give their person a healing and for them to really amp it up so that the person can feel it. Because your guardian angel is telling you that in order for you to bring your vibration up, is for you to have more joy in your life and to call on these healings and ask for them, because that's what you need. And I also like to tell people that if you're like sleeping at night and you're having trouble sleeping, that the guardian angels, if you ask them for a healing in the middle of the night, they'll and just say, could you please give me a healing, they'll help you get back to sleep.
Okay. And Charlene, she's actually just let me know that she was on the line and got bumped off, so I just opened up the line. Helen, did you have anything you wanted to... Are you with us, Helen?
Helen?
Hello?
Okay. I heard you say that you had gotten bumped off the line. So did you have any questions about what she just said? No? Are you 2012?
Yes. Hello? This is Helen?
Helen, yes.
Yes, I can hardly hear you.
Okay, I'm going to switch phones and see if that helps. So we might have a little stagger here for a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Helen, did you get any of the message that I had said?
I got one that says you're in line.
Oh, no. I guess when you got bumped off, she actually just did your reading because you were in line from the chat room.
Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't hear anything.
All right. Well, Helen, basically what your guardian angel was saying is, I'm seeing a lot of angelics around you, and they're helping you right now. And one of the things your guardian angel wanted to tell you is to call on her for healings, because she can help you get to the high levels of joy that you're actually seeking. That, you know, that's part of raising your vibration and your consciousness is to be in that joy level. And she's saying that that's what you need right now. And for you to please call on her to ask that, because you're being helped a lot. Because, like I said, you've got some extra angelics that she's actually called in to help you and to help you raise up to a higher level. Okay. Do you have any questions for her?
I pray every day, and I listen, and I meditate, and I am getting nothing. What am I not doing? Do I just not have the faith, or?
Well, tell me first, how are you meditating? What does that mean to you?
Just praying in earnest, talking to God, just 24/7.
Okay. Now, are you asking for specific things? Because basically her message is you are being heard and your prayers are being answered, because there's a lot of angelics. So you're around you now. Are you asking for specific things?
I want to be filled with the love and the joy that I know I can have.
Okay, well, that's okay. So that goes along with her message about the joy. So
yeah,
he's asking. So to me, I'm seeing that. But you know, to have that, you have to keep your thoughts positive about that and say that I'm in joy. Now, what is your demeanor most of the time? I mean, how have you been feeling?
Well, the last 9 months, I've been in this depression. I've never experienced it before, and I don't understand it.
Okay. So basically, you've been in depression. All right. Well, I'm asking them right now, you know, and this was one of the messages I was sending you earlier, is to call on her for healings. Now, to me, meditation, prayer is talking to God, and meditation is listening to God. Now, I'm asking them to clear out the New Way Healing team that I actually work with, which is Archangels and Ascended Masters, to work on you and clear out your intuitive lines and your discernment. Because, see, your guardian angel, they're always giving you messages, but I'm seeing that you're also having trouble. I'm seeing your seventh chakra when I look at you. I'm asking them to work on it, to connect it up. That's your spiritual connector. And sometimes when that can get off balance, it can cause some sort of mystical depression. And it's because you're not connected to your source good. So I'm asking them right now to work on you and get you connected to your source. And I'm asking that anybody's listening here tonight that has any matching pictures with this woman that's not connected well to their source, I'm asking for a heart healing for you right now. And to give this woman to clear her lines for personal power, peace, and clarity. I'm asking the New Way Healers to do that for everybody. All right. Now, do you what do you do with your meditation and stuff like that? Are you listening to any music or anything like that to clear your mind?
Sometimes I do. I have some Graydon tapes that I, one specifically, it's the God name or something like that, and then I have a Shakti Gwan tape that I listen to. It just depends on
right.
what I, you know.
Well, that divine name is a great one. I actually... I don't have that anymore because I wore it out. I used it so much. But that is a fantastic. I would recommend that for anybody, the divine name, because it's very powerful. So the message I'm getting your guardian angels, I'm just asking them to send you an extra healing here to get your space clear. Because as you've heard me say, that sometimes our space, believe it or not, you've got seven chakras, seven energy centers, and you've got seven layers. And people's energies, just daily energies, just gets in our energy field. And, you know, it's hard to explain how all that happens, but it's just daily dirt, so to speak. And clearings and clearing out your space, making time for yourself, praying, that is a great thing to do. You know, to get your space clear, because I'm just seeing that you're kind of covered up. And sometimes when I facilitate healings, and I work with the guardian angels, and I speak spirit to spirit, but when I see a lot of stuff energetically around people, it's like it almost needs to be cleared out so that you can have more personal power, peace, and clarity. Because we're all seeking clarity, although we want information. I believe that we have access to it ourselves, but if we're kind of covered up energetically, it's difficult to get it. But I'm asking them to work on you right now. You might would be a good candidate for a reading. I'm actually offering for anybody, whenever I do the honoring hour, I offer a discount. My rates for a reading, which takes anywhere from an hour and a half, is $105. I offer it for $85 for anybody that's listening, but I see that you might be a good candidate, because if you have a lot of energy and stuff in your field, it's difficult. If you're not getting your own clarity, I can only give you exactly what she's telling me. And she's telling me that you're on the right path and you're getting the help that you need, but your space is covered up with a lot of other people's energy, and like I said, I'm actually facilitating a healing right now on you to get some of that cleared out for you, okay?
Okay. Thank
you. Keep doing what you're doing, and know that that's coming to you. You are getting help, okay?
Okay. Could you put your website up in the chat room so I can write it down?
Yeah, we will. As a matter of fact, we're going to be I'll go ahead right now. Usually Lynn will do this a couple times during the show. Let me give you my telephone number if anybody wants to write it down and put it out there. I'm in South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, and my telephone number is 864-907-6478. That's 864-907-6478. You also can reach me at you can look for me on Facebook, and also you can contact me at stringfield.charlene@gmail.com, and my whole name is on the honoring hour somewhere.
Yeah, actually on the guest page. And also for you all that are interested in doing a night with the angels, which Charlene can tell you about in a little bit more depth, I am in process of setting up a page. When you go to the main site of the Honoring Hour, which is www.thehonoringhour.com, there's going to be a link where you can go straight to a page that's dedicated for you guys to fill out a form and sign up to get information about these Night with the Angels that Charlene is doing. And I'll type that in as well. I just want to give you guys a heads up that there's a lot of my computer's doing a lot of flashing as people are calling in and hanging up, which is something that has not happened on this show before. And I always see that whenever Mercury's in retrograde, computer-wise, things just kind of happen that way for me. So just hang in there and bear with me. I'm trying to open you up and get you going as soon as we can. So, Charlene, would you like to just say what the night with the angels, a night with the angels, is going to be like, so that people will know?
Yeah, I'd love to. Basically, the angel show. I call it the angel show, but it's really called a night with the angels is how I've advertised it. But normally here in South Carolina, I do a group readings and I take up to 20 people, and I do it in person. But this will be the very first time. Lynn's going to host the show, and we're going to be doing it over the internet. But it's a really great entertainment. We're going to do it every other Friday night starting in January. And what we're going to be what I'll do is when you call in, I'll need you to call in prior, and she's going to have a sign-up list. It is a for-pay thing. It costs $25. You can pay on PayPal, and Lynn, if you need to send a check, there's a way. Address you'll be able to send that to. But basically it's a great entertainment and it's great healing, but you get a lot of information. I'll connect with you. I'll read a past life that you've been in. Everything that comes out, and this is all for your highest good. I'll read a past life. I'll give you a message from your guardian angel, and I'll tell you what animal guide is around you at this time, plus or that you came in. And during the whole thing, you'll be getting healings. During the angel shows that I put on in person, I usually have the same kind of healing set up as I do on this show tonight. You may be sitting out there and may not be, I don't know if you're feeling it or not, but I always call in the guardian angels to give you their person a healing. Plus, you'll be receiving pretty big healings from the divine and the archangels and ascended masters that I work with as you sign up for the show. So it's really just a fun thing. I started doing it on Friday nights because to me, it's a really growing experience spiritually, and a lot of times I always have time at the end of the show. I send out an extra special healing to the group that really feels good to people, and it's very high vibrational, and it's just a great growing experience. And like I said, it is entertainment because doing this work, I love doing it so much, and it's a gift for me, but I just love sharing it, and people get really, really excited when they come to this show. So I highly recommend it because I highly recommend that you share it with a friend too, because it's really fun to get this information that you get from these angel shows and then share it with a friend and kind of, you know, talk back and forth about it.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks, Charlene. Our next caller is actually a chat in also. It's Tanya from Richmond.
Okay, Tanya. Tanya, your message is to tell you to stop going so fast in your life, that it's important for you to slow down. And it's, and this isn't a bad thing. It's, she's just saying just to slow down, take your time, and to be more patient. I don't know exactly what she's talking about this because, like I said, I'm never attached or don't really know what situation it is. But it's basically to just slow down and ground. I'm actually asking the angels to put a grounding cord on you while we're doing this because it appears like you get really way ahead of yourself. And know that you are exactly where you're supposed to be right now. There's nothing that you're doing at this time that is off of your path. You're right on target. So, and that's a good positive thing. So whatever she means, slow down, she says you'll know what she means.
Great. Okay, our next caller, last four numbers, 7052. Okay, 7052.
It's all of that. We're not together at this point. I cut contact off because I just couldn't take it. Like, just too much going on.
Hold on just a minute. I'm not hearing you good. Can I get you to speak a little louder?
Last four numbers, 7052. We need your name. Hello? Okay. We'll come back to them. Don't hang up, 7052. I'll come back to you. Okay, the next one will be, last four numbers are 1231.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Diana.
Diana, okay. Diana, your message is...
Do you have radio turned on, your speakers on?
No.
Okay. Can you hear me good?
You're kind of breaking up a little.
Yeah, it sounds like there's speakers on somewhere.
Yeah, is the computer on?
No.
Okay, well, there we go. I'm just going to kind of lower my voice and say, okay. So tell me your name again.
Diana.
Diana, all right. Diana, one of the things that I'm seeing with you, do you drink a lot of caffeine, by the way?
No.
No? All right, I don't know why I thought she showed me a picture or something there. All right, well, the message I want to give you from her, and she said it's really important that you listen, is that these things that you're doing in life and is something that you do on a regular basis, a daily thing, she's saying that you are needing to shift these things to, it's actually going to help you go to a higher place. I'm not sure whether it's eating. I don't know why I thought it was drinking coffee or something, but she's saying that there's something that you need to eliminate out of your diet. And she said that would help you so much, and it would make you feel so much better, because I don't know if you're aware that there's a lot of fatigue in your body. Are you aware of that?
I am right now, yeah. I've been under some stress and a lot of work.
Okay.
And not sleeping real well.
Okay, well, this is a good time. Did you hear when I was talking about earlier about your guardian angel, about asking her when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're unable to sleep to ask her to give you a healing so you can go back to sleep?
Yes, I wrote it down.
Okay, yeah, please try that. I'm gonna, as a matter of fact, just with you with the fatigue, I'm going to ask everybody's guardian angel to step out again and give your person a healing. Anybody that's suffering with fatigue out there, let's clear it. Anybody that's got too much stress, let's power it up. I'm asking the divine to power the guardian angels up and just amp it up and clear it out of everybody. And I'm asking the divine to send everybody a power healing. Anybody out there that's experiencing fatigue or depression or any kind of tiredness, I'm asking that power healing to go out and just dissipate those energies. I'm asking for everybody to be powered up. Any sleeping patterns that are thrown off. To me, what I see with the sleeping pattern is it's kind of like these earth shifts that are going on. Somebody was talking about reading Greg Braden's stuff. He talks about these earth shifts a lot. And it's important to know that they do affect our sleep patterns. So the best way to is to ask your guardian angel. It always works. It really does. Unless you're being called, if you wake up in the middle of the night, to journal. Sometimes I've been woken up, and I just cannot get back to sleep until I journal. And then when I wake up the next morning, I've forgotten that I did that. It's like I just got channeled a complete message that I really needed. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I think I'm, I may be, I'm not sure if it's, I've been working really hard, but it's like my sleep rhythm is messed up. I get sleepy during the day, but it, and then I'm awake at night, and, you know, I just wake up and can't get back to sleep, like, but then during the day, I get sleepy, so.
Oh, I can understand that. Well,
so it's kind of, something's messed up.
A lot of caffeine or anything like that?
I have probably a cup of coffee a day. I don't drink. I don't, you know, I take pretty good care of myself, food wise. I don't eat a lot of sugar.
You don't have fibromyalgia, do you?
No, no. I'm extraordinarily healthy. I've been very blessed.
Okay.
With great health. I've just been working really hard and under a lot of pressure to get deadlines and things like that, and I just boing wake up.
Well, let me ask them, like I said, I'm asking the angels to come to you and to give you a healing on that and to pinpoint your sleep patterns. Anybody that has a matching picture with that, for that to be cleared as well. It looks like you do. It looks like some of your organ flows are off, so I'm asking them to go through your organ flows and clear them and all of your meridian energy lines for them to clear that flow for you to make sure that's running really clearly for you. Well, what do you think that you're eating that's causing this fatigue? Because that's what she's saying. It's about a diet that would help you, that would give you more energy.
You know, I'm trying to think of, it may not be what I'm eating, maybe what I'm not eating. I'm, you know, not eating enough fruits and vegetables, and I'm not eating a lot anymore because I'm you know, I'm working. I just have little bites of things,
right.
So I'm not eating. I'm not overeating. I would say I'm not. I think I'm not eating enough vegetables.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's your answer right there. She said she wanted you to change something in your diet. So there's your answer right there, and that will help you with the fatigue. But, yeah, please use that at night. And you know what? I want to, your guardian angel, I really want people to do this if they're listening. That would really help them. Would you mind repeating after me? If your guardian angel will help you more. For the lady that was talking about, you know, her guardian angel, she wasn't getting any messages and stuff. If you would just say this out loud, guardian angels of the highest light, I give you complete access to my thoughts so that you will help me more. Would you repeat that after me?
Sure. Sure.
Say it together. Anybody else out there that would like to repeat this, it will help you have a better connection with your guardian angels, okay? And,
mm-hmm.
and they can help you more. So here we go. Guardian angels,
guardian
of, the
angels
light,
of the highest light.
I give you complete access to my thoughts.
I give you complete access to my thoughts.
So you will help me more.
So you will help me more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So I really highly recommend people to do that and to ask them to help you with your sleep patterns, because the guardian angels, they're actually protective energies. You know, that's what they do for you. But they're part of your intuition, and they're connected into your intuition and your discernment as well. So the more you ask, the more they can help. And if you need more help, they actually can get that help for you. And to me, prayer is the most powerful healing of all. You know, if you're asking God to help you, that's a 911 where the angelics will come right out and help you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, have a good night.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I can feel it already.
Oh, great. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Our next person, Charlene, is also in the chat room. Her name is Odette, and she's from Alberta.
Okay. Hello, Odette. Where is Alberta at?
I believe it's Canada.
Is it really? Are you there?
Well, she's not calling in. She's chatting in.
Oh, okay. All right. Odette from Alberta. All right. Well, let me see what we got here for you. Well, one of the messages, and this is kind of funny, I get messages like this for their guardian angels sometimes, is to pay attention, look at your card. There's something going on with your card that needs to be paid attention to, and she says you're aware of it. I don't know if there's a light on in the card that's maybe a check engine. I'm actually seeing the back tire on the driver's side. Take a look at that. There's something going on with your car. She said if you don't pay attention to it, you're going to wind up on the side of the road. It's not something major, but it could be something as small as a check engine light or a tire. The message that she really wants to tell you, though, is to let you know is to start smiling more, and it would help you because she says that you're actually a very happy person, and part of who you are is to spread joy. And she says, you're not doing that. She said, I don't know exactly what's going on with you, but she's asking you to, she's telling me, and this is kind of a funny message, if you would take 30 seconds whenever you're feeling blue, and this is a message for a lot of people because I've heard the guardian angels put this out, and smile really, really big. It'll raise your vibration and bring that joy into your life because that's part of you, who you are, is to have that joy and to bring it to others. It's just like if you see other people smiling, you will smile back. Okay.
Great. When she sent in, just so you know, Charlene, when she chatted in on the chat room, she sent a little smiley face behind what she was doing. So as you were saying that, I sent her back little laughy smiley faces so she'd have that. So I just want to take a moment and remind everybody that Charlene's phone number is 864-907-6478. There is going to be a page where you can connect with Charlene, and I'm going to be putting some more information on it from the main page from the main site of the Honoring Hour, which is www.thehonoringhour.com. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the next line is 4646.
Hi, this is Renee.
Okay, Renee. Let me ask you something. Do you have a specific question?
Renee?
No, I don't.
Okay. It's funny, you're the second person I asked that tonight, and nobody, you know, their guardian angel, they show me this thing sometimes. It's like they hold up these cue cards like yes and no, and she's like, I'm open for questions if you've got something. Is there anything going on in your life that, you know, that's specific that you need to look at with your career or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, let me just ask her to be more specific then. All right, what do you got for Renee? Okay, she says to tell you that you're doing a good job, but she wants you to pay more attention to details in some particular areas of your life. And she says that you're aware of this, like maybe... It's not that you're not paying attention, but pay more attention to details and be specific about what you are seeking in your life, what you're wanting for this next year. And this is a good message for a lot of people. Right now, coming to the end of the year, you know, plus we got a full moon, New Year's Eve, it's a good time to put out there and to be thinking about what you want for the future. And she is saying be specific about what you're seeking for this next year. And remember, when you're putting it out there, what you want, when you're saying what I want, whether it's fame, fortune, or more money, or just better, more harmony and balance in my life, to be putting out there what you want. I always tell people when you're manifesting, you never want to say, I don't want this, or I don't want this, or you always want to say it in a positive manner, because she says that it's time for you to manifest this next year, because there's some new things coming up for you. But you got to put them out there. And she says she has a lot of ideas for you. So if I were you, when you get off the phone, I would say to her, all right, what ideas do you got for me? I'm open and receptive to them. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Alrighty. So last four numbers of this next call is 7052. And it's taken a moment to open up each of these lines, so try it again.
Hello?
Hi, 7052?
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Very good. What's your name?
My name is Keisha.
Okay. All right, Keisha. One of the things that I'm seeing, now, Keisha, do you have a dog or a cat or anything like that?
No.
Well, are you looking for a little dog?
No.
No. Well, the reason I say that, I don't know what's going on with you, but she's like holding up a little chihuahua. And this chihuahua is like looking for you. Have you lost a pet or anything like that?
No, not recently.
And you're not in the market for a chihuahua or a dog?
No, my kids need a dog. I was looking at probably, if I was going to get a dog, it was going to be a little dog.
Yeah. Well, she's holding up, well, I mean, because I never know what it means, but she's holding up a little chihuahua. So if your kids are wanting a little dog, I would look for that, because there's actually a little dog, a little spirit and a little dog that you can get for free that somebody has. And she's telling me to tell you, this is kind of a cute little message, and I'll give you another personal message. But to look in the papers, because there's put it out there with your friends that you're looking for a little dog, because this little dog will come to you for free. And you won't even have to pay for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, some personal information for you is you're spending a lot of time. You're not spending a lot of time for yourself resting. I don't know if you're a busy, busy lady, you know, but
mm-hmm.
It just seems like she's showing me that you have some issues in your legs, like you're tired a lot. Do you have a job where you stand on your feet?
No.
Do you have any trouble with your legs or your feet?
No, not at all.
Well, I'm asking, let's see. Well, let me go ahead and ask them, the angels, to put, maybe this is that they're to ground you, to put you more into your body. All right, that's it right there. So you haven't been having any leg or feet trouble?
Leg or feet, uh-uh.
Okay, all right. Well, she's showing me that. The only thing she's telling me is she's showing me the dog. And she's showing me your legs, like your lower legs and your feet. So I am asking them to do a little healing on that area for you, because it may not be something that's bothering you, but it looks like I said, it's something that could possibly manifest into something. But I am asking.
Well, I do have MS, but my MS is in my hands.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that has something to do with it, but it's not my feet. I haven't had problems with my hands on several occasions before.
All right. Well, let me ask them to give you a little healing for that. But it seems like there's something in your legs. I'm just going to ask them to give you a meridian energy line treatment to get all the energies going through.
Now, I do have a question. I wanted to know what they were telling me about my kid's father, Jamal.
Okay. What do you want to know about him?
Like, is this... Like, there's a lot going on. Is this going to end up bearing down? Because this is, like, too much. It's, like, a lot going on. A lot.
Like, what's going on with him specifically? And the reason
like, it's really me and his problems, you know what I mean? But it's starting to affect the children because I basically cut off complete contact, and the man tried to get his daughter on Christmas. But I'm not able to deal with everything that goes on with him, so I kind of, like, basically took my daughter out of his life because I am the guardian and I am responsible, regardless, she's going to be with me, whatever he does. I do wish them two to have some type of relationship, but I think he needs to clear his life up before I could even, like, intertwine with anything he's doing.
Well, I'm hearing that your daughter will have a relationship with him, but you have to know right now is not the message from your guardian angel is saying to listen to your intuition, because right now that's the information you're getting is not the right time for you to, like, let her go off with him.
Right.
He's not safe and secure in his own life with himself to where she would be safe and protected by him.
Right.
So you're getting the right messages with that. Use your intuition, because mothers have a real strong intuition. So if you're getting the message that it's not really safe at this time, you know, he doesn't have his life together. That's the correct information.
Right, you know. But I didn't want to be like the nasty person that don't let her go around her, you know, him.
So that might be a point for you just to explain that, you know, to her that, you know, I'm not trying to keep you from your dad, however.
Well, she's a baby. She's like 10, 11 months year old, you know what I mean?
Oh, Lord, oh, no. Well, if she's that's even, like I said.
Worse, right? You definitely don't let that baby go off with anybody, you know.
Yeah, oh, I
don't. But I know he loves his child, like he watches her and stuff like that, but his life is just like, in, you know, I don't know where it's going to. I just, you know, I felt bad that he couldn't spend, that's his first child, he couldn't even spend it with his child, but like, man, I'm not on good terms. I don't really know what else to do, basically, you know.
Well, I think you're doing right by listening to your own intuition with that. You're her mother. And a lot of people don't realize that there's like this psychic umbilical cord that you still have with your child, even though it's been cut physically until they're 14 years old. So you know what's right. And if you're feeling, you know, I always encourage people, because your guardian angels work with your intuition as well, that, you know, if your intuition is saying, oh, I don't know, you know, if you're in doubt, you're definitely getting the messages that it's not safe right now. And, you know, it's not that you're being mean, because, I mean, you definitely could tell him, you know, I'm not trying to be mean here, but, you know, something's not feeling comfortable for me to hand my 11-month-old daughter to you and you take her off for the holidays. You know what I mean? There's a way to – the message actually to handle this is just to be kind about it and just say, I'm not ready to just hand her over to you and be away from her right now. But
right.
I do see a relationship. I do, and if you can be kind with that, tell him that you're up for renegotiations when she gets a little older, you know. Or
right.
When
he mature a lot, too, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of this comes from a lot of immaturity, too, you know.
Right.
So, I don't know. My life and my child's life is not a game, and I don't even think so.
Oh, I agree. He is going to get his life together, and it will be a time where he does develop a relationship, but
when is this? Anytime soon? Because, you know.
Well, I mean, I actually don't, you know, I can't speak for him because I'm actually talking to you.
On me, right.
All I can
say
is that it is in the future, and I see within a year. I don't know what any time, that's just basically what I can get for you.
Okay. All right, well, thank you a lot.
Thank you, and you have a good night. Good luck with that.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, Charlene, I've actually got a couple of people that have texted me getting in here. They weren't able to get on the line for one reason or another. Mary Jo is working, so she's not able to get on the phone, but she'd like to see if you could give her a reading. Her name is Mary Jo.
Okay, Mary Jo. Mary Jo, the thing about you are needing in your life is a lot more fun and a lot more laughter. And it's very important, Mary Jo, for you to get out of the house and to find this, because it's almost like there's a part of you that is needing this, and it's actually to get yourself more socialized. So I'm actually in your guardian angel. I'm going to call them out again to give your person a healing that's listening, that's tuned in, and. Yeah, Mary Jo, that's your big message, is to have more fun and to socialize yourself more, because there's some new things coming into your life, but it's important for you to let them find you. But it's like you're being called to get out more, and it's like there's something coming into your life, some sort of group or organization, maybe even just a new friend that's going to come into your life that's going to help you do that. So, you know, be open to that when that comes in.
Great. Thank you. Okay, the next caller, last four digits, 4076. Okay, 4076. Are you with us? First three are 561. Okay. You're on here. We got you with the hand up. So the last four digits of the phone number are 4076. I've opened up the line if you want to get a reading with Charlene. You just need to give her your name. Okay. Well, we'll wait a few minutes, and I'll try again in a couple minutes, Charlie. For anybody who might have missed it, can you talk just a few moments about what people can expect with a night with the angels, and what you call the angel shows?
Okay. What that is you get a personal reading. You get a little more than what you're getting here tonight. Basically, the angel show is when I give these messages from the guardian angel, I'm just calling them out. But when I'm actually going to be reading spirit to spirit with you in the angel shows, and your spirit will be telling me what past lives you want to look at. I'm never attached to them, but you'll be showing me a past life. I'll read that past life. Sometimes I read more than one. It just depends on what you're showing me. Also, I'll give you a message and tell you from your animal guide and tell you what that animal guide is. And what most of us, we have several. Also, I will be getting a message from your guardian angels. And I'll tell you that these shows are very, very exciting, and the angels get really, really excited about it. And you do receive a divine blessing, a healing, just like you're receiving tonight, from your guardian angels and from the archangels and ascended masters, the New Way Healing Team that I call them, that night as well. So it's very uplifting. I always set an intention that they're happy, humorous, fun, and people just, you know, leave that with happiness and joy and love and peace. So it's just a real good entertainment thing. And as I was saying before, I highly recommend that you do it with a friend, because it's really fun. It's exciting once you get your reading, especially if you haven't had past lives read. And know that all the information that comes is all positive, and there's always a reason you're looking at a past life, and I'll tell you that, too, as well. I'll give you a lot more information. But it's always fun to talk to a friend after the shows and just talk about what past lives you had and that stuff. And it's very interesting to hear the other past lives that other people are getting read, because a lot of these past lives, they're ancient civilizations that don't even exist anymore, like Atlantis or Lemuria, ancient Egypt, which we, you know, it existed differently than Egypt is now, but just all kinds of Machu Picchu, I mean, all kinds of ancient civilizations. And most people that come to these angel shows, they are very old souls that are just seeking to really remember who they are and remember the ancient civilizations that they've been in. And people aren't always looking at ancient civilizations. They're looking at things for particular reasons, and I will be telling you what reasons you're looking at them. But I just highly recommend them, because I've been doing them for several years now, going on 4 years, and people just get so excited, and the place I used to work and do them at, they all of them filled up, and I'm actually looking for another place to do them now, because we just recently closed. But they always fill up because it's just fun and exciting, and like I said, it is fun to share with a friend.
Yeah, and I have to say, I really enjoy working with you, Charlene, and we've got Melinda in the chat room who mentioned that she worked with you last week and really, really enjoyed it, and she wanted to say hello.
Oh,
and we've got, I'm going to just let the people that are calling in know, when I get to you, I'm going to call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then you can just let us know who you are. Before I get to those, Renee wanted to know, do we have male and female guardian angels, and do they have names?
You have a whole guide team, but your guardian angels, there's two of them. Everybody has at least two. Now, I don't know why I always want to refer to them as a she, but they're male and female. Actually, the guardian angels, they're androgynous. They can be whatever you want them to be. In other words, if you need more nurturing, then they will be a female. They can give you that female energy. If you need more protection, it's more of the male energy. So it's they can go from either one. And whatever you see them as, you can see them as like whatever you're seeking. Of course, they all have names. The way I always tell people is if you want to ask them their name, that you'll usually get it. But it depends on how intuitive you are. If you ask them their names, usually if you hear that name 3 times, you know that that's their name. But, you know, they'll give you a name that they love for you to get a name from them, so that you can talk to them more and talk to them more specifically. My name is Bella. I've heard names like Sophia, Serafina, you know, different kinds of angelic names that sound pretty common.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks. Okay, so we're going to try this line. Last four numbers are 4076.
Hello there.
Hi. What's your name?
Lena from Florida.
Okay. Lena?
Yes?
Your message is, now, do you worry, where do you live out in Florida? You worry about a hurricane?
No. I mean, I don't pay too much attention to those. I live in Boca Raton, about half hour from Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Have you had anything happen to you in your life recently that's been kind of difficult or chaotic?
Hello?
Have you had anything in your life recently that's been really difficult or chaotic for you?
Yes, the past 2 years.
All right, because you heard me say, are you worried about hurricanes? I realized when you said that she was actually telling me that, yeah, it's like your life has been sort of a roller coaster chaos of some type.
Yes, exactly. I'm going through right now a legal problem. I've been out of work. You know, I've had a lot of challenges, and I just feel like, you know, I go, you know, hit one wall, get through another. Just like, I don't know. I'm tired of it. I'm totally exhausted. I want my life to be the way, you know, I want my life more settled. I want more security. I don't feel secure, you know, and my son went to live with his dad last year, and now his dad took me to court and wants him to stay with him and change the paperwork and stop the child support, and I'm fighting it because I want my son to move back with me. And we went to court last week. I had a deposition, a hearing. And now, you know, my twin brother, he's facing going to jail, so I'm dealing with a lot on my plate, plus being out of work, and so I it's been very chaotic for me. I feel like I have nobody to talk to, nobody to turn to.
Well,
I don't know, I just even feel like my friends have turned on me. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm so alone.
All right. Well, tell me your full name. Tell me your name again.
Lena, L-E-N-A.
All right. Well, Lena, I'm going to call on a healing for you real quick from the New Way Healers to come and clear your space. I'm seeing just a lot of stuff in your energy field. And that's kind of like the hurricane that I was talking about, not just your the things that are going on with you, but there's just a lot of things in your space. And I see that your path, and sometimes this happens to us, if any. You know, a lot of people have heard me talk about that, you know, sometimes people need an energy clearing. They need a reading before I can really get down to their core issues, because your path is not really clear. So if you can't see your path, it's difficult for you to get information and to be in that personal power, peace, and clarity. So I'm asking them to send you a New Way healing, and anybody who is actually having this matching picture with Lena, for this to be cleared on them, to clear their path. Because your path, the way I see it, is if you were standing there, it would be behind you. And sometimes people, a normal path that would look good would be a real lighted path. It might be a yellow brick road or a path through the forest, something like that. But it's dark. It's like it's 12 o'clock midnight on your path. So I'm asking if anybody has a path that looks like this, for it to be cleared and for the sun come out and to shine on it, because that's what you are needing in your life is clarity.
I am going to school. You know, I do know my call, and I'm trying to pursue it, but I've got all these other things in my background that I feel like it's almost stopping what I want to do.
Right. I can understand that. Well, I don't see that it's going to stop you from doing what you want to do. I don't see that at all. I just see that it's just part of your path, part of things that you've had to are going through, and part of your lessons in your life. And one of your lessons is patience. How do you do with that?
it's been hard to deal with patients because, you know, whether I want to or not, I don't have a choice. And I feel like I've been, you know, 2 years been almost out of work and living on the churches. And I don't, my own family, my twin brother who's, you know, got, you know, he's had his problems too. So I haven't been able to turn to him. Now all of a sudden when he's going to jail, he's turning to me. So it's funny how the tables are turning.
Well, what I'm getting for you, because I'm asking you, I'm actually asking your guide team to be cleared and your guardian angels. We want complete and total clarity and all this energy to be pulled and removed off of her. So you're saying that you don't have anybody to turn to or to talk to. How about finding a new support group or some new friends? Or are you getting out of the house much? Are you socializing yourself enough?
I did join a new church group recently, and so I am trying to make new friends, you know.
Well,
but, it's kind of limited to go out and do things when you're really limited on money.
Oh, I can understand that. Well, I'm not looking at anything like going out to dinner or anything. I'm hearing her say as far as socialization. So even if you do any kind of online chats or anything are you much into your spiritual growth?
Yes, very much.
Okay, well, that's where you're kind of being called at to expand on. And there's a lot of internet groups and chat groups and books to read and things like that that'll help you do that. And I understand with the funds and stuff, but there are things out there that you could find just like this. The Honoring Hour, looking for things to grow, looking, you know, for different things because you can do at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the only thing I have that I can tell you that your guardian angel is specifically telling me is patience is your lesson to learn here. And that she says that she's, and I know this sounds like across the board, like you hear this, people hear this, but everything is going to turn out okay. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. Thanks for calling in. I do want to just say for anybody out there that's stuck like that, we've had some people on here before. The one I'm thinking about most specifically is Suzette Faith Foster. She's going to be in our archives, and I don't dare try to go to the website to get her main address at the moment. But if you go to the main site and then go to guests, or archives, she's going to be listed there. You can go straight to the blog talk. She really, really works this law of attraction. She had the same injuries as Christopher Reeves, very different outcome. She's walking and talking and biking and doing all the same things she did before the injury. So she really can, and she has a free call every other Tuesday night. So she's a great person to kind of help, a great resource to help shift that energy as well and commune with people. Okay.
And you're exactly right, Lynn. A lot of people that I hear, they are stuck. They feel like they're stuck in their life, you know, like they're stuck in the same thing. And
mm-hmm.
there is a way to get out of that. I do believe, and you're exactly right, if she's working with the law of attraction and things like that, there is a way to renegotiate and reshift your life. You can do that at any time.
Right, right. Okay, the next line ends in 2110. Are you with
Hello.
Us? Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Sheena. I'm calling from Florida also.
Okay. Did you say Sheena?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Sheena, your message is it would help you to, I'm just getting, I don't know if you live near the ocean or anywhere you could get, but it would help you to be near the ocean.
Yes, I do actually live near the ocean, and I go out there all the time to get peace and quiet. Wow.
Yeah, to walk there and to keep yourself grounded. Do you go out there? It's because I'm seeing that that's like a real meditation thing for you, that your spirit really just loves and absorbs.
Yes,
just,
that's so true. That is true.
It's a place for you to find peace. And know that part of who you are in your life is a peacemaker. And
okay.
Peacemaker, you have to be at peace to be that. Because it's not like you have to do anything to be the peacemaker. It's just your essence, your aura, puts out the peace. Okay?
Wow. One question I wanted to ask in specific is about my my love life. Everything's starting to fall in place for me. I'm more intuitive these days, and I just want to know about my love life.
Well, are you seeing anybody now?
I recently am seeing a younger fellow, and I'm 25, so he's 22, but I wanted to know if it was going to move forward.
All right. Well, let me ask your guardian angel that. Well, one thing the guardian angel is telling me, that there's a real strong connection with you and this guy. As I said, I do see things developing with you and him, but I don't have any, like, really strong message for you with that, that it is a developing relationship and is somebody that's supposed to be in your life, but that's really all I'm getting for you. And that doesn't mean that it's a negative thing. That's all she's telling me, okay? And you can get those messages while you're on the beach. You ask her. And you know, like I said, we have feelings, and our recurring feelings and emotions and stuff are answers for us about whether a relationship is the right one for us or not, because like I said, you probably heard me say, if you listened to the show tonight, that the answer is within the question. So if you're seeking to find out, you're basically wanting to know if it's going to move forward. I do see it moving forward, as far as I'm not exactly sure if you're wanting him to be the right person or if you're seeking marriage or what. I don't really have that information for you. But this relationship will move forward for you.
Okay. Great. Next caller, last four numbers are 6262.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks, you guys.
You're welcome.
I'm Charlene.
Okay. Did you say Charlene?
She did.
I did. I have a different spelling than you, though, Charlene.
All right, well, let me tell you. Okay, let's take a look. Well, your guardian angel is just waving. It's like I see her. And she's just, like, so excited that you called in. How did you find out about this?
I just randomly popped into the Google and said, oh, I want to hear what's going on today. I'm at home, so I'm on call. So it was one of those random, I guess, angel winks, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's just so excited. She's like, hey, I got to tell her something. So, all right, let me get her what exactly what she wants to tell you. Well, first of all, she says that there's some changes coming up in your life, but they're new beginnings. They're things that you haven't experienced before in your life, and for you to prepare. Now, are you in a relationship, Charlene?
I am.
All right. Is it a marriage relationship?
No, and it's an unusual one, but go ahead.
All right. Well, it's actually some changes in your relationship space. So basically, she wants me to tell you that there's just going to be some changes and some new beginnings to there, but they're really, really positive. And she wants you to get excited about it because there are actually some things that you've thought about and that you're seeking in your life. And she says they're going to start coming to you. And be prepared for January to be a major month of change for you. Lots of things in your life are just going to change. And don't get overwhelmed by them. And I don't know what they are, you know, but it's sort of like you've got to enjoy the journey. But she says as they come, know that behind every change, there is another door opening that is really, really positive for you.
I'm afraid to ask. I couldn't even begin to tell. I think soap opera queens and dramas and that you see on television, I have more than what they have sometimes. Mind you, I think that's part of the energy of the times. We're stretching like a balloon, and it's going to happen. It's going to expand for the next couple of years, and eventually we're forced to deal with our heart, right?
Right.
So it's a good thing.
Right.
But I want to wake up with him every morning. I don't want to have to, I still don't know where my rent's going to come from, and I have none of it towards it right now. And that's almost $2,000 I have to come up with in the next couple of days. So I'd gone to the food bank, but they don't distribute at Christmas time, which was amusing. I don't even know what to say about that. But anyhow, I'm always provided for, so it always works. So that's obviously not the door for me. But it's not going to be changed like struggle, or is that what that means?
I don't really have any. You know, like I said, that she's not giving me any more, but I don't see them as being bad. I mean, sometimes. In other words, change doesn't always look so good, like, oh, my God, what's coming after this? But it's actually change, but it turns into something good. It's not that it's – I mean, if you're telling me what you're telling me right now, you know, that's somewhat of a struggle that you're going through.
Yeah.
So these changes are positive. It's going to take those on more of a positive. I'm just not getting what they are, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right. Are there any messages for me regarding Brian, the man that I am seeing?
The only thing that I'm getting with that is there's going to be some changes in all aspects of your life, and your relationship is one of them.
Okay. All right. Well, and that was the message that came through for me, I guess, just to be excited and
yes, ma'am.
So my dreams are coming true in a sense.
Well, just know, like I said, January is going to be a big, big month for change, and not to be afraid of the changes because everything is going to go to a positive spin for you.
Okay. Should I look at a different work besides what I do? I have a bottled water company. Should I look at something besides that?
Well, there's actually another calling for you, another career that's out there. But it's, you know, Lynn was talking about the law of attraction, manifestation, that sort of thing. That might would be something for you to look into about what else you're seeking, because there looks like there's another field out there for you that – she's telling me that I'm just seeing a lot of multiple pathways for you. It's just a matter of deciding what you want.
It's a hard one for me, Charlene, because I am a healer, and I know I'm to touch masses and the modality. And because we're all like computers, we operate according to the output or input that's given to us.
Uh-huh.
And since love is our sole purpose, it's somewhat important to behave with love with that, because we're moving into some really cool times, and as fast as we think it seems to happen, it's pretty wild. Like, I know it's already done. We already have a predestined of sorts out there, but this is almost like we have to be so careful, because as soon, like Jiminy Cricket, as soon as we think it, it's like, oh, so be careful.
I agree.
But choose love, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's why I always tell people to be careful how you're putting out there what you want, because, you know, if you can run a high vibration, you can really pull things to you. So you really, to me, you want to pull, to me, it's the way I manifest is visualize myself having the things that I want and, you know, being able to hold the vibration to bring it in. However, I will tell people in manifestation that I know not to include other people with that, because that's a different thing. You know what I'm saying?
Free will's mind. Yes, we have. It's like pouring sand in our crankcase. We have to be mindful.
Exactly.
Right.
You're on the right track. If you're aware of that, you know, put out there what you're looking for. I see all the changes being positive for you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, girls. I appreciate it, and I'm glad I bumped into you.
Thanks for calling. And just so that everyone knows, if you aren't aware, I put out a newsletter called Circle of Self, and it can be found at www.circleofself.org, and it addresses some of these issues and things that are coming up. So that might be a good resource to just check in and say, hey, is there something going on? And it comes out once a month, and sometimes I feel like I need to send it out more frequently, but definitely a good resource if you're interested. Okay, we've got another caller, last four numbers, 1636. Let me see if I can. Okay, are you with us, 1636? Hello? Last four digits of your phone number is 1636.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, hi. What's your name?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I was waiting for the first numbers. I wasn't thinking of the last numbers.
I know. I do the last four numbers.
Oh.
I confuse everyone.
Okay. Well, that's good. You confused me. my name is Karen, and I'm from Michigan, and I just want a general reading.
Okay. Were you able to hear, Charlene? Charlene? Oh, no. Have we lost Charlene? I don't know where Charlene is. Okay. Well, hang on 1 second.
Okay, all right.
See where we've got her. I'm gonna have to put us back on, put everybody on hold for just a second, so I can see if I can get Charlene back on the line. It seems like we might have lost her. Just a minute.
Okay. All right.
But it was wrong.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I'm glad I called you back. We've got a caller on the line. Can you give us your number, your name again?
My name is Karen, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Okay.
All right. Karen, your big message is it's important for you to be very careful with right now. Are you having any kind of medical issues or anything like that?
Well, I do have swelling in one leg.
Okay. That's what I'm getting. I don't know if there's snow up there. I would probably think so, but it's very important because this one leg that you're having, it could fall out from underneath of you, and then you could slip and hurt yourself. She's saying to be very, very careful when you go out, because you don't want it, to turn anything into anything bigger. However, I've got another message for you, and your message is your spiritual path. It's very important for you to pay attention to that because you're about to go through this big growth period on your spiritual path. Do you read much or anything like that?
Not as much as I should.
Okay, well, I'm actually seeing her holding up this book, and I don't know if you read it or not, but if you have, she's holding it up. It's called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. It would be a really good book for you because she's holding it up. There's information in there that would.
Okay, who's the author?
It's Eckhart Tolle, E C K A R D H T, I think. Tolle, T O L L E.
Okay.
And it's called A New Earth.
Okay.
But there's a lot of information in that book, and be careful when you're walking outside. Okay, be very careful.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I do a lot of walking from here to there, yeah.
But good luck on your spiritual path. I see some good stuff. But like I said, she's saying that it's important for you to do your part, and there's some information that you need.
Okay, you keep saying she. Who is she?
That is your guardian angel.
Okay. Yeah, I've been asking for a book to read.
Well, there it is. That's an easy read. That's a good book, too.
Okay, so it's E-C-K... A R.
It's actually H A R T. E C K H A R T.
Okay.
The last name is T O L L E.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, and I'll find that book.
Great.
All right. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye bye.
So, Charlene, we have about a minute. We have 90 seconds left. Thank you for letting us know, Blog Talk. I just want to remind everyone that we have the Angel shows that you call A Night with the Angels coming up, and that's going to be on January 15th and again on January 29th, and we'll be doing them every other Friday. Now, February may kind of be a little bit different. It's because that's still the every other. I was thinking we had messed February up, but we have not. So we'll get the dates on there. We are going to be, I'll have all of this information through the Honoring Hour website, the main site, which is www.thehonoringhour.com. I'm setting up a page for Charlene. There will be a link on there that you can find, and you can go there. That'll have all this information. There's also going to be a form there that you can fill out in case you want to be emailed about this stuff so that you can check it out. Charlene, I want to let you know that Renee is saying thank you and wants you to have a great night.
Thank you.
Yeah, so she's in here. And anything else that anybody needs to know about these shows, Charlene?
No, basically, you know, what I did want to tell people that is a for pay. It's $25, but you get a lot of extra information, and they're very, very uplifting and entertaining. But it's just a lot of fun, and you get, like I said, extra information. So I highly encourage people to do it. At least try it one time, and try it with a friend, because, it's, like I said, it's a lot of fun, and I have a lot of fun doing them as well.
Great. Well, thanks, everybody, for being with us tonight, and thank you for listening to The Honoring Hour. I hope you all enjoy, and I hope you join me on Tuesday, the 29th, for the Christ Letters with Dwight Smith. Good night.
Good night.